It was a year of soaring profits for Boeing and Microsoft, rapid expansion for Amazon, and anguish for Boeing machinists. KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolf told Bill Radke how the Puget Sound region's major employers fared in 2014.
Such a strong year of job growth. The region created 50,000 jobs. It did it this year. It even did it last year. And it's not just the usual technology growth. It's construction taking off, even though it hasn't fully recovered yet. And it's also the contractor class. All these people who work when companies don't want to hire yet, but need to expand in some way. So when you see this happen, it means confidence in the future.
What about our major employers? What's the big picture for our big companies?
Well, you know, everybody says they grew in the way that counts for them. Microsoft and Boeing actually made money, and Amazon lost it in buckets and says it doesn't care. That made for that one keeping it real moment of the year, which is when former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer told Charlie Rose back in October that you're not a real business till you make some money.
I think one capability every business is expected to have is the capability to make money. That requires a certain kind of discipline, a certain kind of mindset. And ultimately, if you don't have the capability, and it's not something...
And you're not sure it's there.
I don't know.
And Bezos' response is that the company's investing in its future success, and it's growing so fast its employee base has already overtaken Microsoft's. So there.
So there. Well, what about, besides losing money, what is the employer story at Amazon?
Well, you know, it has been hiring a lot. And one of the hidden stories is that the survivors of its culture get restricted stock units, which is added to the number of cash buyers for houses in the region. So if you couldn't get your offer through on a house in the city this year, that might be why. The trick is to survive in there until you get those stock units. And the question is how long Amazon can continue on its current path of customer first at the expense of a great deal else. Shareholders for now seem convinced that they can and should.
By the time Steve Ballmer made his controversial comments, he was gone. He was out of Microsoft, and Satya Nadella was the CEO. He took over in February. How has he been received?
You know, Microsoft insiders were quick to relay in the first few months that they were really happy with this choice. Nadella is an insider, and he immediately focused the company's mission, and he finally brought the Nokia mobile phone business into the fold. And he looks good in casual wear. Well, it counts. He quotes poets.
Yes.
It looked like he could do no wrong until just a few months ago.
You refer, I think, to the Women in Computing Conference in Phoenix.
Yes. Women namaste quiet about a raise. He has since apologized, saying he does believe in equal pay for equal work. But at that tech conference, he never actually implied that. What he implied is that the rules of behavior are somehow different for women.
It's not really about asking for the raise, but knowing and having faith that the system will actually give you the right raises as you go along.
And he heard it from the host at the conference and from critics right afterward. And how has Nadella dug his way out of that mess since then?
Actually, quite cleverly, at the annual meeting last month, Nadella broadened the discussion out one large notch to diversity. And at that meeting, none other than the Reverend Jesse Jackson appeared to give Nadella the chance to say that diversity of employment opportunity was really crucial to Microsoft's continuing success.
We've mostly talked about happy business news, but 2014 started with a labor conflict at Boeing, a big one over the 777X. And after that, there was this sense that Boeing jobs are leaking again out of our economy. Where do we stand now with the biggest employer in this region still?
Well, you know, we lost just under 1,000 Boeing jobs in 2014. We got some bad news. We found out that South Carolina was going to end up making just as many Dreamliners as we. And further, Boeing signaled that it was embarking on a period of insourcing. So keeping jobs within the company, but farming them out of the region, taking everything that doesn't have to be in Puget Sound out. So the unions are expecting that to continue. But meanwhile, Boeing is riding this phenomenal wave of new airplane orders that's going to keep factories around here humming for decades.
Carolyn, time to sum it up. Let's name 2014. What says it for you?
Prosperity at a price. We kept this valuable production line, but at the expense of the people who work it. We created jobs, but we suffered monumental traffic congestion. We invented like mad, but we're pressured. You know, all the major employers are facing competition and striving for their position. It's pressure that people here feel every day.
Some trouble other cities wish they had.
That's true.
KUOW economy reporter Carolyn Adolph. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Bill.